奉主耶稣圣名开始下午的灵恩会的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon our worship service.
唱赞美诗十八首。
Let's sing hymn number 18.
哦，对不起，十七首。
Excuse me, 17.
一起祷告，求主带领聚会。
Let us pray together for His guidance of this worship.
Hallelujah, 大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all of us.
啊，愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless each of us.
啊，小弟有这个机会来到这边跟大家一起学习敬拜神。
Pastor, Xian has this opportunity to study this word with all of us.
内心觉得很快乐。
And I feel the joy within me.
因为从很早以前就听到我们美东教会的热心。
And in the past that I have heard about the zealousness of the churches in the East Coast of U.S.
来到这里看到很多人热心接待。
And when I arrive here, I see the great hospitality that you shown upon me.
也看到大家很爱主，一起来参加聚会。
And I see, observe that many of us that we love the Lord and we worship together.
尤其在灵恩布道会的期间。
and during the spiritual evangelism work seminar.
有两件事很重要。
There are two items that's important.
而且也是一种福气。
Which is also a blessing at the same time.
有较多的时间来听神的话。
That we have come to hear the words of God.
第二个福气就是有较多的时间做祷告。
And the second blessing is that we have ample times for prayer.
借此灵恩布道会的期间。
So during the spiritual convocation,
让我们在各方面得到很多的充实和力量。
That we will be uplifted and we will be strengthened.
当中也体会到神许多美好的恩典福气。
And among them, that we experience the great blessings God granted us.
我们这次灵恩会的主题是根据雅各书五章的十六节。
And the theme for this spiritual convocations is on James chapter 5 verse 16.
那里谈到说要彼此认罪。
And here it tells us that we have to admit our sin.
要互相代求。
And to pray for one another.
这里谈到认罪。
And here it tells us
是指跟神或跟人之间的一种相处。
And also it tells us about admission of sins and how do we interact with one another and with God.
那互相代求就是在灵里面的一种代祷。
And to pray for one another is to pray in the spirit for one another.
早上第一节跟大家谈这个彼此认罪。
And in the morning, I share with you about how that we can forgive one another.
所以从圣经里面以这个宗教信仰的角度谈了什么叫做罪。
And from the Bible and from faith, we study about what is sin.
我们明白之后，我们就可以避开犯罪的事，或承认自己的过犯。
And we, after understanding sins, we can avoid sins, or that we can practice and how we can become.
你跟人相处之间才懂得要互相认罪。
And then when we interact with one another, then we can understand
how to forgive sin. 当能够做到这一点呢？
When we are able to do this,
人跟人之间就和睦，
and then we will have harmony among men.
也不会个别坚持自己的理想和观念。
Then we will not emphasize on our standing and our philosophy.
甚至进一步可以追求建立一个圣洁的生活。
And the next step is that we can build a holy life.
所以雅各长老在这里讲的认罪动作，真的对我们有很好的一个学习。
And so Elder James, when he mentioned about confessing your sins, that here is a lesson that we can learn.
跟着第二节，周传道就跟我们分享，爱大，赦免也大。
And the second period that we study from Pastor Chow is that the more love, more forgiveness.
彼此认罪的过程里面。
And as we forgive one another.
要让他能够有恩典见证。
And then that we can use our grace as a testimony.
绝对少不了这个爱的生活的付出。
And love is needed.
这是一个很重要的学习。
This is another lesson for us.
不然很难认罪。
Otherwise, it's difficult for us to confess.
也很难进步到完全的地方。
And it is more difficult for us to become perfect.
他引用路加福音七章三十六节到五十节的一段经文。
And Pastor Chow quoted Luke chapter 7 verse 36 to 50.
然后里头提到一个妇人是一个罪人。
And this passage tells us about there's a woman who is a sinner.
耶稣对门徒这样教导啊。
And Jesus taught his disciples.
他爱主深。
The more you love the Lord.
所以主耶稣赦免他的罪。
And that Jesus forgave more of a sin.
早上周传道已经跟我们分享这一部分的道理。
And this morning Pastor Joe shared with us this teaching.
那如果我们从这个妇人的角度来看，
if we are standing in the position of this woman,
耶稣因为她爱主服侍主赦免她。
And because she loved the Lord forgave her.
但是我们也是可以看到她怎么样在这条路上面成长。
But we can see that how that she in this in her ways that she grows to be matured.
她承认自己的罪。
She confessed her sin.
觉得不配来为主耶稣做这个动作。
And she is unworthy to do to serve the Lord.
如果我们从那个经文里面来看的时候，
if we will study the Bible,
三十六节、三十七节
verses 36 and 37,
自己知道自己是罪恶的人。
That she knows that she is a sinner.
四十七节也有强调这个。她是一个罪恶的妇人。
And 47, she emphasized once again, she emphasized she is a sinner.
但是她知道认罪。
She understands sin and she confesses.
然后38节，她就诚心悔改了。
Verse 38, she truly repented.
自己知道罪，然后进一步，第二步骤，诚心悔改。
Firstly, the woman understands her sins, and secondly, she confesses.
如果认罪的动作不是出于内心诚心悔改，这个认罪是假装的。
If you confess without honesty, then this is just an a show.
哎，就好像朋友之间呢、啊。
Just like among friends.
本来很好，突然觉得不舒服就骂他。
And sometimes you're very close friend, and if you feel uncomfortable, then you can reveal that. Your friend cried.
然后这个朋友就对他说：“你知道我骂你是我爱你耶。”
And you know that I scold you because I love you.
那别人会哭会抗争，表示你这种爱华人家不认同的。
And you hurt somebody's feeling, then you know that your love is not right.
紧跟着他就要道歉了。
And then following, you have to apologize.
那道歉，你的态度、你的讲话、你的语气。都要真的是一种悔改的道歉呢。
And for your apologies, your action, your deeds, your works, I mean your word, you have to really show your honesty.
那我们看到这个妇人呢
？Let us turn back to this woman.
她用泪水
，She used her tears.
然后来洗。
And to wash away.
啊，这个动作耶稣也悦纳。
And her deeds, she pleased Jesus.
表明了一种真诚的悔改。
It tells about her honesty and
repentance. 然后第三个步骤
，The third deeds she do.
耶稣认定他是确实爱主的动作。
And Jesus confirmed that she truly loved God.
这个记载在47节、48节。
This is written in verse 47 and 48.
耶稣认定他确实爱我。
And Jesus confirmed that she indeed loved God.
还被彼得说你没有这样做，你没有爱我。
And Jesus told Peter, you did not do this, you don't love me.
用一件事，但是两个人做比较。
And using one deed and comparing
the two people. 耶稣认同的是那个妇人、罪人所做的确实爱我。
Jesus confirmed that the woman indeed loved Jesus.
如果我们是那个门徒彼得，
if you are Peter,
我们被一个妇人比下来，
we are comparing to an ordinary woman.
照道理，耶稣应该要重看自己的门徒。
By right, Jesus should respect his own disciples.
将来神国大业交在门徒手中。
Because in the future, this key of the kingdom is going to the disciples.
这个时候的门徒还是在接受训练。
Well, the disciples still being trained.
耶稣用这个妇人。来作为他们一个效法的榜样。
And Jesus uses this example as an example for the disciples to emulate.
这个妇人确实爱主的。
Indeed, this woman loved the Lord.
第四个步骤。
The fourth deeds.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你的信救了你，你的罪得赦。
Your sin has saved you, and your sins will be remitted.
我们看到他认罪的动作，到最后就是一心相信主。
And her word of confession is that in the end she thoroughly believed in God.
所以我们看到这个妇人啊，她的认罪动作真的做得很漂亮。
And if we see the whole deeds of this woman, she really thoroughly confessed.
最后耶稣说你的罪得赦免了。
And finally Jesus said to her that your sins has been remitted.
我们今天从这个世纪里面。
And today while we are living in this world,
从这个世界的生活里面
while living in this world,
从我们自己的人生道路里面
and in a way of our life,
我们知道一件事
we know one thing,
主耶稣知道我们人的一切
and Jesus know all our works,
当我们要认罪的时候
when we want to confess our sin,
你是做得很真诚吗
are we do it with honesty,
是真的这样悔改吗
do we really repent,
往后人要看你的动作
Later on, people will see what you do.
人或许会被欺骗。
You may deceive men.
人或许带着肉眼看不清楚你的认罪悔改的动作。
With our understanding, knowledge, we cannot see what you do.
但是这位创造宇宙万物的主宰耶稣基督他知道。
But this creator of universe, Jesus Christ, understands.
所以我们以下要讲的为什么我们要认罪。
And now we shall study why do we need confessing.
我们是软弱。
We are weak.
而且还有一个主宰一直在天天无时无刻看着我们知道我们
There's a creator that day in and day out just watches over us.
我们逃过不了他的监察
And we cannot escape of his watching us.
因为他是永恒的主
Because he is an everlasting Lord.
我们也是被他造
We are created by him.
我们就根据诗篇139篇
By Psalms 139.
来谈一谈主怎么知道人呢
？And now we will study how the Lord knows us.
我们请看诗篇139篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalms 139.
这里总共有24节。
This chapter, this Psalms has 24 verses.
这一篇啊, 是教导我们人啊, 是住在主的名下的人啊。
And this passage tells us about those who live under the Lord.
我们这样一看的时候, 他圣经里面有个标题说这位神是无所不知的哦。
And when we start reading it, we know that this God knows everything.
他是无所不在的,
and we know that He's everywhere.
他的造作非常奇妙哦,
and we know that what He makes is very miraculous.
他的恩惠无穷哦,
and His grace is everlasting. And this is probably the how the Bible is written out. And when we study in detail,
我们人真的在主的名下是非常渺小的。
And we, as humans, is very small under God's creation.
主是伟大的, 我们是懦弱的。
And the Lord is great and we are very, very great.
主是永恒的, 我们是有限短暂的。
The Lord is everlasting and we are just short.
主是全能的, 但是我们是不足的。
And God is almighty, but we are weak.
我们不管怎么努力学习,
today, no matter how hard we work,
你要跟这个整个银河系, 太阳系, 要比耶稣的智慧, 那是很难。 站在同样的一个界定里面去比的。
If you want to compare this universe or this whole solar system with what Jesus, what God knows, it is uncomparable.
当我们了解这一点的时候,
by knowing this,
我们怎么能够胜过他呢?
How can we overcome this?
我们怎么能够躲避他呢?
And how can we avoid from God?
所以, 我们人在他面前啊, 真的是赤露敞开的。
And therefore, we men in front of God, we are small and naked.
人站在至高之神的面前啊,
when we stand before the Almighty God,
是没有办法躲避的。
Our men cannot avoid.
就希伯来书四章的十二节那里这样说,
in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12,
我们都是被造的万物。
We are all created by Him.
我们在他面前是赤露敞开的。
And we are naked and white.
诗篇也有这么一篇呢。
Psalms also has one chapter written for us.
我怎能逃脱神的面呢？
How can I escape from the face of the Lord?
我怎么能够躲避神的灵呢？
And how can I avoid the spirit of the Lord?
我就算长翅膀飞到海的极处，神也在那里。
Even though I have wings that can fly out of the ocean,
我就算到太空的太空，神也在那里。
When I'm out of this sphere, the Lord is still there.
我就算到地的深渊之处，神也在那里。
Even though I'm in the depth of the earth, the Lord is still there.
万物都是他造的。
God makes everything.
包括我们人类也是他造的。
Including man is created by God.
所以主知道我们所有的一切。
So the Lord knows everything that we have.
所以我们更需要过一个彼此认罪的生活。
So we need to live a life of confessing our sin.
弟兄姐妹也是要这样做。
And brothers and sisters, we need to confess one another. And we have to practice and do this at home.
其实会带动我们奠定过一个和睦同居的一种生活。
And by doing so, we will live a harmonious life.
我们不认罪,
if we do not confess our sin, and if we do not re-examine ourselves, and if we do not correct ourselves, the Lord knows.
那我们就根据诗篇139篇,
and based on what Psalms 139, what does the Lord know of us?
第一节到第五节,
verses 1 to 5.
这里说神啊, 你已经鉴察我, 认知道我,
Lord, you search me and you know me.
我坐下起来你都知道。
When I'm sitting and rising up, you know.
你从很远的地方也知道我的意念。
And when you know me far away.
我走路我躺卧你都了解。
When I walk or when I sit, you know.
第四节说, 我舌头上面的话, 没有一句你不知道的。
Verse 4 says, every word in my tongue you knows.
你的一切是我不能测度的。
All your doings is uncomprehensible by me.
大卫就是在这里这样讲哎。
This is how the author writes here.
所以从一到五节我们就知道主知道人的性情。Verses
1-5, it tells us how the Lord knows man.
他创造我们。God
made us.
他塑造我们像哪一种的特性他都知道。He
molds us into certain characters and forms that he knows.
我们看到神选召十二个使徒。
When we recall how the Lord chose the disciples, each of those disciples has their own grace.
但是重点是用在主的事上面。
All of them, they walk and then they work together for the Lord.
今天我们大家在这个同一个教会里面,
today, we are in the same church.
有人做头,
there are some that
have, 有人做嘴巴,
some become the mouth,
有人做眼睛,
some become the eye,
有人做手,
some become the
hand, 有人做脚,
some become the foot.
在神的教会里面是要发展神的身体。
In the church of God, we are all building the body of Christ.
身体有各种的器官,
And in the body, there are many organs. 那
我们要自己知道我们的功用和恩赐在哪里。
We have to understand what we are able to do and
what our gift is. 我们就在那边尽好自己的本分。
And by knowing our gift and grace, we do our work. Then we combine together.
共同发展神的教会。
And we all work for the good of the church.
但是我们在服侍主有性情。
And when we serve the Lord, there are some sentiments to that.
就比如说血型有 A 型、O 型。B 型等等呢
For example, like blood type, there A, O, B, and C, whatever.
有的人做事情就说，你不知道啊，我做事情这么刚硬，我是 O 型啊。
And you do not understand me because I'm O type O blood, and this is how I do my work.
血型是一个血的样板认定啊。
And the blood type will tell you that what categories of you are.
但是我们每个人不能说我是 A 型，我这样做啊，你知不知道
？Then you cannot tell the A type.A blood type that says this is my type and this is how I do the work.
不管血型也好，
regardless of the blood type,
星座也好，
or your horoscope,
甚至我们的生肖也好，
or what, whatever the horoscope.
这些在主的面前并不是很重要了。
And all these in the eyes of God are less important.
是照着神的道理走。
We have to walk in the ways of God.
借着圣灵的帮助来走。
We trust upon the Holy Spirit.
共同把自己不好的性情拿掉，来发展教会的事业啊。
We remove all our thoughts and but work in one to for the Lord.
所以这个性情只是代表一个个人的特质。
Our philosophy ways is just how we represent ourselves.
但是特质能够用在神的工作上面，就有好的见证。
And if you can use our ways in the work of God, then you will get great testimony. It should not be used as a hindrance.
甚至来攻击人的一种方式。
Or use as a ways of how we
do
others. If we use this mentality, it's difficult.
主真的知道我们人的性情哎。
The Lord knows how we think.
你看看这里说，在我舌头上面的任何一句话，你都知道的。
Verse 4 tells us that every word in my tongue you know.
讲到这里呀。
When we mention this,
有一个传道人。
There is a minister.
他被派去到一个教会协助灵恩布道会。
Well, he was sent to help in one of these churches.
第一天晚上布道会结束了。
The first evening of that evangelism.
隔天，教会安排在教会旁边有一个信徒的家吃早餐。
And that this pastor was arranged to have a breakfast in a member's house next door.
我那一次的灵恩布道会很得神同工啊。
On that occasion, God blessed the evangelism.
在吃早餐的时候啊。
During the breakfast,
这个年轻的夫妇啊，就问传道一个问题。
This young couple asked the minister.
那个注目传道很客气回答，就跟来协助的说：“来，请某某传道，你帮忙解答一下。
”And the resident ministers, with courtesies, invited this visiting pastor says, "You answer their questions."
就那个传道就把碗筷放下，专心回答他们问题。
And the visiting pastors just put down their
his
answer question when answering.
这一对夫妻很认真听哦。
And this couple listened
attentively. 听听流眼泪了。
And upon listening, they shed their tears.
放声大哭嘞。
They begin to cry.
哇，这个传道吓一跳。
This visiting minister cried, was frightened.
我讲的话有没有骂你们啦？
How come you cry?
才讲五分钟。
Just only 5 minutes in the conversation. And both of this couple wept.
传道来你家里吃饭了，这个有损失，这样哭还是怎么样？不知道。
We come here for our breakfast. Probably it may be something that we offended you that you cry.
哇，所以这个传道想，哇，那这样就早点结束好了。
And both the minister thinks that we should leave soon.
但是传道问那个一对夫妻。
But the minister asked this couple.
为什么哭啊？
Why do you cry?
那个夫妻就回答。
The couple answered.
昨天晚上做了一个异梦。
Last night I had a dream.
因为他们最近很软弱。
Lately they were weak spiritually.
想要先忙赚世界，然后把孩子养好，然后再来教会，有这种计划。
They have a plan that they would like to fulfill their careers.Raise up good children and a little congregation.
想要脱离教会圣工的安排。
They tried to avoid to serve the church.
所以两个很挣扎。
They were struggling.
有祷告没力。
They pray but strengthless.
他们这种现象不也是多数人夫妻的问题吗？
Isn't their characteristic the same as
other people? 不过在任何国家，几乎都是这样的问题嘛。
Probably everyone has encountered the same problem.
哇，所以他们也很软弱。
They are very weak.
但是那个晚上做异梦就不同了。
But that night they had a dream and it's different.
穿洁白衣裳的一个老人家就是主耶稣。
Old man wearing a white robe is Jesus.
带着一个年轻人。
Accompanying him a young man.
那个年轻人都走在他的后面。
And this young man is walking behind this old man.
耶稣往哪里，那个年轻人就跟到哪里。
Wherever Jesus goes, and this young man follows.
主耶稣叫他做什么，他都是是好。
What Jesus tells him to do, he says, yes, sir.
那个年轻人也穿洁白的衣服。
This young man is wearing a white robe.
他们一起来到他们家。
And both of them comes to his
house. 在梦里面呢、啊，就看见他们一对夫妻就在客厅，耶稣来到他们家。
In the house, in a dream, they went to their house and they saw Jesus talking to this couple.
然后耶稣就开始讲话。
Then Jesus begins to have a
conversation. 那个年轻人就站在他的后面。一直点头，每一句耶稣说的话是。
Every word that Jesus says, the young man behind him will just nod his head.
有时候我们也会点头，但是是这个眼睛睁不开。
Sometimes we will nod our head with our eyes closed.
是那种点头是不太一样的。
So our nodding of our head are different.
一种是钓鱼的，一种是顺服的。
One of them is what you call fishing or nodding off.
主知道哎。
But the Lord knows.
你用不用心？主知道哎。
If we are not working hard, the Lord knows.
为什么那一对夫妻哭了？
Why does returning back to the story? Why does the couple cry?
原来那个传道早上回答的话，就是主耶稣昨天晚上讲的话。
What the minister answered them is the same word that Jesus told them.
主耶稣知道人的性情，知道人的话。
Jesus know what we think and know what we are worth.
现在夫妻吓到了。
This frightened this couple.
因为早上起来，太太就跟先生说，大概讲的就是这样。
In the morning, the wife told the husband, probably this is what she had in the dream.
结果吃饭传道回答的也是这样。
During their breakfast, this is what the minister answered.
他们讲出来以后啊，
when they
四个人顾不得吃了。
Four of them did not have their breakfast.
马上到客厅一起祷告。
And they went to the living
room. 尤其在回答的那个传道，他非常震撼。
Especially the visiting ministers that he was
filled with. 深深地告诉自己，传道人讲话要小心。
So basically reminds him that whatever words he says,
要用你的话，就会有工作。
And through the words, through your mouth, that the word will work.
对那个传道来讲是一个很大的造就哎。
And to the ministers, it's a great
uplift. 你看呢，这个见证造就了多少。
And let us see, think about how much effectiveness this
testimony is.
Lord knows and understands.
如果你是会发脾气，
if you are short tempered,
那你要知道什么事容易让你发脾气，你要小心了。
You have to be watchful what aggravates you.
有时候人控制不了情绪。
Sometimes we cannot control our desire.
基本上他生病。
Basically we are sick.
你看患糖尿病的人也容易发脾气。
If you look at those having diabetic, you see that.
尤其生病的真的容易发脾气的。
Or those are sick, they are very short tempered.
所以你会生气要去检查。
So if you are very short tempered, you should go and have checked out.
就比较好一点。
Probably that with your sickness cured, you will be feeling better.
另外一种会生气。
To become angry.
就是自己修养不够。
Probably that you do not have a good cultivation.
承受不了跟他以外的事情或不同意见。
That you cannot accept what is beyond your thoughts or your attitude.
摩西是一个非常好的忠心的领导者。
Moses is one of the very sincere leader.
神也重用他。
God works and uses.
但是最后第二次击打磐石，他用了脾气。
A second time that when he struck the rock, he short tempered. God rebuked him.
在这件事情上，并没有尊神为荣呢。
On that particular matter, Moses disrespect God.
这看起来不简单呢。
If you study this story, it's not simple.
有的人很温柔，没有错。
Some people are very gentle.
但是啊，常常一生气，他不讲话，不过冷战呢。
And when they become angry, they will just remain quiet and not talk for long time. This is not right.
主知道人的性情啊。
The Lord knows our world.
那我们自己知不知道？
Do we know ourselves?
我们自己要很留意。
We have to be alert, watchful.
结果那一对夫妻啊，结果又发起热心。
These couples begins to show their zealousness.
重新站起来。
They begin to stand up in the faith.God bless them.
后来这个弟兄也被立执事。
Later on, this brother was ordained as a deacon.
一直到现在，全家服侍主。
Until now, the entire family served the Lord.
那个传道现在还在努力做。
And that minister is still serving the Lord.
两边都有造就。
And both persons benefit.
主知道人的性情。
The Lord knows what we take.
我们不要装作自己不知道。
We should not treat that this no one knows.
我们更要认识自己。
We have to know ourselves more.
我们看一下103篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 103.
103篇，我们请看这个14节。
Psalms 103 verse 14.
103篇，请看14节。
Psalms 103 verse 14.
14节。
Verse
14. 因为神知道我们的本体。
Because he knows our frame.
神知道我们的本体，有时候这个在翻译解释上，人的本质或形象。
Or he can say that not our image. He knows our image of our personality.
失恋，我们不过是尘土哎。
But we don't understand that we are just dust.
神非常知道他所造的人类的一切。
God truly understands that man, who man is when he created us.
我们刚刚谈主知道人的性情。
When we mention that the Lord knows us in detail.
我们再来看，请看这个诗篇的139篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 139.
139篇的13节到17节。
Psalms 139 verses 13 through 17.
十三节到十七节。
Psalms 139 verses 13 through 17.
这里大卫作诗这样说。
David the author writes.
我的内脏肺腑啊，是你造的，是神造的。
You formed my inward part.
我还在母亲的怀中，你已经复辟我了。
You cover me when I'm my mother's womb.
十四节。
Was 14.
所以我被造奇妙是非常，敬畏神的。
Your marvelous work that I respect you.
十六节说：“我已成型的体质，你的眼睛早就看见我了。”
For how I was formed, your eyes has already seen me.
十七节，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵啊！
Verse 17, how precious is your thoughts to me?
这里讲到我们人的内脏各种器官。
Here it mentioned about our body, how our organs.
我们被塑造成这样。
We are formed and made this way.
神的意念也。超越我们世上一切人的意念。
God's thought surpasses our thoughts.
所以就我们肉身基本生活的存在来讲。
And for our basic livelihood.
主知道我们人的需要。
God understands our needs.
那有关这个我们生活是需要努力是要养活家庭没有错。
Our livelihood needs to be to sustain our family and ourselves.
那主也知道我们的需用啊。
And the Lord knows our needs.
问题是我们要怎么做之后他才会给我们呢？
The question is, to what part should we do then God will give us?
我们可能每个人有不同的想法啊。
Every one of us has our own opinion.
其实主耶稣早就把这种秩序都讲出来了。
Jesus has told us this sequence.
哎，我们来看一下这个马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的第八节
verse 8
六章八节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 8
这里说你不可以效法那些不信主的人哦
Here says that you cannot follow those who do not believe the Lord
甚至指那些宗教领袖法利赛人文士等等哦
including the Pharisees, scribes and all those teachers
第八节这里说因为你们没有祈求以前你们所需用的天父早就知道了
So that before you even ask, your heavenly fathers already know.
那天父早就知道，我们就不用求吗？
If the Lord knows, then we do not need to pray.
天父早就知道，我们还是要求的。
If even the Lord knows, we also need to pray.
因为我们求，表示我们存心呐。
We pray for it to show us that we earnestly need it.
但主耶稣也特别讲了一个秩序哦。
But Jesus also tells us the right step.
哎，我们来看那个三十一节。
Verse 31.
这里说不要忧虑吃喝什么穿什么
Do not worry about what you eat or what you wear
32节这都是外邦人所求的
This is all what the Gentiles ask for
这一切你们是需用的东西没错
These are all your needs which is right
天父也是知道
The Father knows
33节
33
耶稣在这里说但是你们要先求神的国神的义
But first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness
这些东西都要加给你们啦
And all this will be given to you
哎，这样神并没有说叫我们要懒惰啊
Here the Lord does tell us that we should not be lazy
只不过把顺序给讲清楚
But here Jesus tells us the steps
要先抓住神国神义
Firstly to catch the his kingdom and his righteousness. First, we catch all of God. We respect him in all manner.
你很自然在这个追求中间，神就赐给你所需要的。
In this way, in between ways that he will give us what we need.
这个跟大卫作诗说主知道人的需用，没有相违背啊。
And this is similar to what David is saying that he knows what we need.
我们肉身的生活。
Our livelihood.
一切主知道。
The Lord knows.
所以我们不能因为自己偏颇的观念而造成跟神之间的一个关系不好。
And because not of our stubborn mentality that we break this relationship.
我们发现有一些人关系没做好啊。
We feel that it says someone people
that 这个世界
that have not relationship with they work for the world.
没有拼完，他后来发生事情。
Even before they have a successful career, they have problems.
空的又回到神的家来。
And that they return back to the church
empty-handed.
We do not need to walk this way.
The
Lord knows our needs.
我们的不足他也知道。
What we lack, He knows.
但是我们必须啊，要真的能够先抓住这位神，一切他都知道。
Firstly, we need to catch hold of this God, then He knows what we need, and He will supply us.
第三点，主知道什么呢？
Thirdly, what does the Lord know?
我们来看一下诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇的十八节到二十一节。
Psalms 139 verses 18 through 21.
在这里，大卫把他的苦楚、他的困难给表明出来了。
And here David writes about his sufferings and his pain.
比如说二十一节，
Verse 21,
他说：“神啊，恨恶你的，我难道不恨恶他们吗
？”Lord, whatever you hate, I also hate.
攻击你的，我难道不憎嫌他们吗
？And I do not lose those who rise against you.
对，从十八节以下，他把他的一个困苦啊，陈明在神的面前了。
Verse 18 onwards, David writes all the sufferings, pains before the Lord.
其实神也知道人的困苦哎。
Indeed, the Lord knows what we encounter.
神的本意是要赐给人平安的。
The purpose of God is to grant peace to man.
他的本意不是要赐给人患难刑罚的。
His purpose is not to give punishments and pain to man.
我们看到先知也是这样说。
This is what the prophet says.
他知道人的困苦。
The prophet says that the Lord knows our pain and suffering.
我们不要认为我劳苦愁烦重担，所以我何以不亲近神？神知道，我们不要这样讲。
And we should not assume that we work diligently and we suffer the pain and all this, the Lord does not know.
有些人真的在访问的时候这样说哎。
Sometimes that when we visit some of our members, they indeed tell us.
虽然没有去教会，我心中有神。
I can tell you truly, ministers, if I do not go to church, it means there is still God.
等到我赚够了，老了再来。
Until I have become successful, I have all the money I want, then I will go to the church.
传道人在听这样讲，表示那个是你的计谋，你知道吗
？And to this saying to the minister is just maybe a trap.
你可以这样对神吗
？Can you tell this to God?
你现在拥有的不是神给你的吗
？Isn't whatever you have now belongs to God?
怎么对神可以这么小气现实呢
？And how can you be so realistic towards God?
你根本没有认真经营你的信仰。
That you do not indeed work for your faith.
所以那个就传道回答这样的人。
So the minister answered them.
如果是这样的话，每一个人心中有神，可以不用来教会，关门了，卖掉。
And the minister will say that since everyone has God in their heart, you can just stop coming to church, sell the church.
他就那个信徒就不讲话。
Then the minister remains, the members remain silent.
教会有在注意啊。
And then
有没有来啊？
And then every eye is watching whether this member comes to church.
没有了
Hey, it's amazing that this guy doesn't show up to church.
有一次下班很晚。
One day, when they will take off.
开车快要到家里，路边有一棵树长在那边，跟他没仇，他也跟他撞上。
One day while he was going home late at night, while he was driving, he just hit up a tree which is on the side of the road.
撞上去就送到那个加护病房了。
When he knocked down the trees, that he was sent to the emergency room, and that he has internal bleeding.
教会传道负责人去看。
So the church and the members and everybody visited.
直接到教会病房那边按手祷告。
And the minister went to the emergency room and laid hand upon them and prayed for them. We need not say anything.
他刚昏迷醒过来啊。
After unconscious that he was awake.
因为管制很多，他还勉强讲话。
And he was full of tube in his mouth, head that he can hardly
speak.
Minister, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
我应该先抓住神，不是抓世界的。
I should grab hold of God instead of the world.
问你要怎么样？
Then I asked, what do you want to do?
我要悔改啦。And
I want to repent.
我要认罪了。
I want to confess.
哎，真的很认真祷告。
Indeed, that he prayed earnestly.
没有几天了，就出那个加护病房。
He stayed in the emergency room for a few days and was discharged to the regular room.
医生那个时候还没有开什么刀，知道有颅内出血。
He was supposed to have a surgery, but he wasn't. And it was, shown that when he confessed, the Lord knows our pain. And how can we face this? Do we trust God or we trust man?
他做一个认罪悔改，结果那个里面的血不见。
And he confesses the internal bleeding of them
disappeared.
And when taking out the x-ray, says that there's the block in there, but not today in reality. This members with earnestly tells him that I was punished because I refused to go to church. After my prayer and my repentance, I was killed. Every one of us carry within our burden.
但是我们不能因为有劳苦愁烦担重担，就用这个理由不亲近神，不亲近教会。
We cannot use this excuse that we are burdened and be painful that we do not draw near to God.
甚至拒绝做圣工。
Even we decline serving the Lord.
这不是理由。
These are not the reason.
总知道。
The Lord knows.
我们再来看第四点。
The fourth point.
请看23节。
Verse 23, Psalms 139.
23节说。 神啊, 求你鉴察我,
Search me, O Lord.
知道我的心思, 试炼我,
know my heart, try me.
知道我的意念,
and know my thoughts.
神知道人的心思意念呢,
The Lord knows our hearts and our thoughts.
在你还没有做以前, 神都知道了。
Before even we do it, the Lord knows.
所以这里让我们明白一件事。
And here we understand one point.
连你心思意念都要保守。
So we need to be conservative in our thoughts and deeds. Even before we do, we practice it, our thoughts count.
曾经去到一个国家,
Once I visit a country,
他们办那个婚姻讲习会,
They were conducting a marriage seminar.
指定小弟啊, 讲1个小时半的圣经婚姻的道理。
And they designate me to conduct 1.5 hours of marriage
ceremony,
and followed by 1.5 hour of Q&A, question and answers.
提出很多问题。
They raise many questions.
其中有一个问题是我看是大学生问，写纸条。
It was just an anonymous question.
有几间教会联合在那个地方是很多人参加。
It's a combine of several churches, and it's a they raise a question.
那个问题这样写。
The question is.
人跟人之间相处讲异性啊。
And if we have if we are having a fellow relationship with one another,
到什么样的程度，而且还可以回来教会见证。
And if we are have our opposite sex having relationship at one stage, can we return still return back?
最后一关的那个性关系不要换就好了。
And in parentheses, it says that as long as we avoid having sex.
这个可以反映到现在的年轻人在学校很多司空见惯的事情。
This thought is actually happening among all the youth, all the young generation.
我在香港的地铁上面，我就看到初中生、高中生啊，穿着制服，不怕那么多人看就接吻啊。On a train,
real system in Hong Kong, I've seen that all those high school kids, they were kissing in the public.
旁边的人用力看他们，叫他们有一点风度，不管呢。
And those public were just telling them that they should be more conservative, but they just ignore.
所以在我们教会的青年会问这个问题也是正常。
And so it's normal for this question to be raised in the church.
我当时回答两个重点。
My two point answer.
第一个重点。
The first point.
请问，当你跟对方拥抱接吻的时候，是圣灵感动你吗？充满吗？
When you hug and kiss the opposite sex, is it the movement of the Holy Spirit?
有这些动作会造成更严重的一个犯罪。
And with this hugging and kissing, that it will lead
to more sin. 那个时候的你是圣灵充满吗？
At that moment of hugging, kissing, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? You are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟情欲是相争的。
Because the Holy Spirit and desire conflict with one another. Second
耶稣说的。
Jesus said.
你心里动淫念，就是犯罪啊。
Whatever desire you think in your heart, you committed sin.
哎，连心想也不行哎。
Even what you think in your heart is not right.
耶稣要我们一个完全的心哎。
Jesus want a perfect heart of.
那圣经讲了很多啊。
The Bible talks a lot.
你要怎么做就得什么福气恩典呢？
Whatever you do is whatever you reap.
你应该把你的智慧、健康、努力放在对的事情上面呢。
We should use our energy and our good health and put on good right.
往善的事情，然后得到神的喜悦祝福嘛。
And to work on the righteous deeds that to be blessed by the Lord.
我觉得你光花这个时间力量就已经要不得了了，花了一辈子呢。
And if you would serve with righteousness, you will serve your entire life.
你怎么还拿那个时间、体力、健康，跑去走那个作恶，然后满足一下，又能够还想来见神呢？
And why do we waste our time into our desires, and then you wish to still serve the
Lord? 基本上你的动机就是已经在恶的上面开始走下去了。
Your motive is already deteriorated.
你这种伎俩，耶稣不知道吗？
知道的。Your thoughts.Jesus knows.
箴言第四章二十三节那里讲得很好。
So Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 tells us very good.
保守我们的心。
To preserve our heart.
因为一生行为果效跟我们的心有关系。
So whatever our deeds and actions breed from our heart.
你不保守，你外在的行为就会出现一些偏差。
And if we do not preserve our heart, then our deeds and our actions will be.
当然发现有偏差，一定要悔改认罪啊。
And if we have moved away from the right, then we have to repent.
重新做一个调整。
Then we have to readjust ourselves.
约翰福音的作者也是强调这一点呢。
Even the author of John also emphasized this.
我们来看约翰福音书的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音书第二章。
John chapter 2.
第二章的二十四节。
John chapter 2 verse 24.
二十五节。
25.
这里说耶稣不将自己交托给他们，因为他知道万人。
Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knows all men.
然后二十五节又说
25.
耶稣也不用任何人来做见证人，因他知道人心里所存的。
He need no one that to testify for him because he knows what is in man.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣他知道世上的万人。
Here Jesus knows everyone.
第二个又知道万人的心呢。
Secondly, he knows the mind and heart of everyone.
如果有机会在做约翰福音的一个研究的时候，
if you have a chance to study John,
我们看到二十四节就是第三章的引言呐。
And verse 24 is the preface of John.
半夜来见耶稣的尼哥底母，他知道这个人哦。
And Jesus knows who this Nicodemus that comes and sees him.
然后二十五节知道万人的心哦。
He knows the heart of man.
二十五节是第四章的引言呐。
And verse 25 is the preface of chapter 4.
你看那个撒玛利亚人啊，都吓到了。
Even the Samaritan woman was frightened.
当耶稣一讲，他说：“哎呀，莫非这是先知啊？”
And when Jesus said that, you say this statement. This woman says, "You are the prophet."
到后来，耶稣知道的更多。
Later on, Jesus knows more than what.
知道他的心，他的事。
Jesus knows who she is and what she
did. 到后来，他说：“那你莫非是基督啊？”
And then the voice replied, "Isn't you the Messiah?"
后来他到城里面又跟众人讲，后来来信耶稣的人就多起来了。
Well, later on, this woman goes to the city and tells the whole crowd, and more people believe in Jesus.
我们的主真的知道万人和万人的心呢、啊。
Our Lord knows everyone and their mind too.
我们每一个人在神面前都赤裸敞开的。
We in front of God are naked and appear before Him.
最后再来看主知道什么。
Lastly.Let us see what the Lord knows.
既然主知道我们那么多，我们能不认罪吗？
Since the Lord knows all about us, shouldn't we confess our sin?
我们最后来看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 139.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有？
See in me is there any wickedness?
引导我走永生的道路。
And lead me into the way of everlasting.
这里就是主知道人的行为了。
Here the Lord knows our deeds.
我们怎么做，主看得好清楚。
all our deeds, the Lord knows very well.
不管有人看，没有人看。
Whether we do it in secret or
你在房子里面，在房子外面。
In secret or not secret, inside the house or outside the house.
看得很清楚的。
The Lord knows everything.
在台湾有些教会啊，安息日下午聚会完，最后一定是祷告按手。
In some churches in Taiwan, after the last session in the afternoon, the prayer ended with laying of hands. One of the prayer sessions.
有一个姐妹她很热心的。
A sister who is very zealous.
她觉得接待我也做了。
I have been ushered.
我也做了。
I also visit other members.
早祷会我也来了。
I come for the morning prayer.
除了生病聚会一定看得到。
Unless I'm sick, otherwise you see me in the church.
众人也以她觉得是不错的一个人呢。
Everyone thinks that she is a very good example.
她对人也是很客气。
And she showed courtesy to others.
但是她心里想法这样说想哎。
But in her mind, she's thinking about this.
什么都做了，哎，看起来还不错。
I'm so good. I do everything.
那我可能不用到前面接受按手了。
So I don't have to go to the front to be laid upon.
大概按手的是有一些情形吧。
And those that need to be laid upon, and they need something.
哎，她这样想一想。
When she thinks about it.
她觉得好像不太对。
This is not right.
就算很好，也不能这样想。
Even though I'm good, I should not do things.
到前面接受按手。
She comes to the front to be laid hand upon.
就传道在按手的时候。
When the pastor laid hand upon her the first time.
他就看到讲台不见了。
She saw that the podium disappeared.
然后有一个很大的花瓶，非常漂亮又透明的。
And she saw a transparent vase that comes up.
然后他在灵里面的感动，这个花瓶就是指着他。
And in the spirit, the vase resembles her.
花瓶很大。
The vase is very huge.
那个水啊，才一点点呢。
You will see a tiny amount of water.
她一看到，哦，那个水就是圣灵啊。
She saw that the water prefigured the Holy
Spirit. 灵里面感动说，其实你认为的好，你才一点点呢。
And she feels that she is so complacent that
the water is still
a minor amount.
认罪悔改哎。
She confesses in her prayer. I'm wrong.
我做很多是本分。
What I did is just my responsibility. I'm not here to pay my gratitude. I'm not here to control.
我是甘心乐意为主做的。
I do it out of volunteer.
就悔改啊，主啊，我错了，我错了。
In a prayer, she repented.
求你赦免我。
Ask for confession. 让
圣灵更加充满。
She was filled with the Holy Spirit.
祷告的非常迫切。
She prayed with earnestness.
一直祷告，一直祷告。
She prayed and prayed and prayed.
那个里面的水啊，就是圣灵。
The water inside
there. 慢慢的上来。
The Holy Spirit.Keep raising up.
他觉得越承认错的时候，圣灵越满呢。
The more that she confesses, the more.
越承认自己没有的时候，那个圣灵越长啊。
The more that she confesses, the more that she feels.
到了第二次按手的时候
，The second time when she was laid upon,
圣灵大大充满了。
She was filled.
那个水就满的快要超过那个花的瓶口啊，花瓶的瓶口。
And the water is almost overflowed the vase.
哇，这个是后来他在见证会的时候讲的。
This is what she shared during testimony.
我们人不能满足哎。
We cannot be satisfied.
以为满足就是你缺少的时候。
If you feel that you are satisfied, you are.
以为好的时候就是你没有的时候。
The best time is that when you feel you don't have.
别人说我们提醒我们，我们感谢主啊。
When other people remind you, you should thank the Lord.
有我们就改。
If this is your fault,
you should. 没有我们也感谢主啊。
If this is not your wrongdoing, you should thank the Lord.
你会感受到那种圣灵的带领啊。
You can feel that the Spirit guides you.
啊，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
做见证，大家都得到造就。
The testimony edified many people.
主知道人的行为。
The Lord knows our behaviors and deeds.
我们是在主面前。
We come before the Lord.
神看得很清楚。
The Lord clearly sees.
从我们的内在到外在，他都知道。
From our inner self to our outer self, the Lord knows.
保罗在传讲神国的福音的时候。
When Paul preached about the kingdom of heaven.
他总是对教会会有这样的说法。
He speaks this to the church.
我们或善或恶，将来要在基督台前被审判。
Whether we are righteous or wicked, we will be judged before the Lord.
他面对提摩太讲话也是很严哦。
He speaks very strict towards Timothy.
我看我们现在人不敢这样用哦。
Probably today we will not say this.
但是保罗他真的是魔幻的，所以他敢。
Probably a more an example.
他说：“我站在审判死人、活人的耶稣面前来交代你哦。”
And says that I stand before the dead and the living of the Lord.
我们看这句话这样讲啊，是很严厉的。
And if we use to say this, you analyze these statements, it's very strict.
但是也是一种重要的提醒。
But it is also a good reminder.
因为我们将来都是要被神审判的。
Because in one day we will be judged.
是我们每天要过一个反省、认罪的一种事。
So every day we have to examine ourselves and confess our sin.
所以认罪悔改很重要。
So repent and confess our sin is important.
才能够做到什么动作呢？
And then what can we achieve?
我们最后来看雅各书四章八节。
Let us lastly turn to James chapter 4 verse 8.
雅各书四章八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手。
You sinner, cleanse your hands.
心怀恶意的人啊，要洁净你们的心。
And those that who have double-minded, purify your heart.
所以认罪悔改的动作。
So this is repentance and
confession. 你个人这样做。
If you do it,
你个人就亲就亲近神。
If you do it, then you will draw near to God.
全家这样做。
If the family does it,
全家就共同来亲近神。
Then the family will draw near to God.
所以想到这里。
So come to
彼此认罪，为什么一定要做
？So why do we need to confess sins?
因为主知道我们的一切。
Because the Lord knows all of us.
我们个人装作不知道，不代表主不知道。
We can cover it up pretending, but the Lord knows.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
我们有福气
，We are blessed.
有主看顾我们
，The Lord sees over us.
但我们要常常与他亲近来生活。
But we have to draw near to Him in the living.
所以我们必须要常常留意认罪悔改的一个动作。
And so therefore we have to often examine ourselves and repent.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one. Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息一下。
We're going to take a break.
然后三点十分就开始下一堂课。
10 after 3.